Hey, I'm Dylan Combs, and this is Tech Update, episode 255, recorded Thursday, September 2nd, 2010. This show originally aired on live.combs.tv. Enjoy. Hey there, how are you today? From Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Dylan Combs.
And I'm Brad from Australia, Melbourne.
Oh, holy shit, there's somebody else on this show today. I can't remember the last time I had a guest on Tech Update. It's been a long time.
It has, mate. It has indeed.
Now, I guess some of our listeners may not know, I do a show with you every week here on live.combs.tv called Tech Webcast. But we'll get to that in a minute. I've got some news to get to, because this is... also, the first Tech Update that I've released in at least a month, and we have a new schedule for these, just to let everybody know who's watching on YouTube and listening through the tens of places that we release this show in audio format. These episodes in the future, starting right after this one, will be released on Tuesdays and Fridays around in somewhere in the area of 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can subscribe in iTunes. If you're listening, you probably see that link already. If you're not, if you're watching, can find it in iTunes under DCL Productions. That gives you all the shows that I do, not just this one. So let's jump right into the news. Story number one for today, Gmail adds free calling. It's only free till the end of the year, or at least Google said it's only free till the end of the year, or at least through the rest of the year. But Gmail has added free calling. You know, when Google does something like this now, I have to question why. You know, when they released Goog 411 here in the U.S., that was great, but it was simply for the purpose of collecting voice data and improving their voice search and things of that nature. So it's still around. It's great. I use Goog 411 all the time, and I've been using this. Now, it's I'm going to say it's comparable to Skype, but it's not a Skype replacement. I tested this with somebody. I called them. Charles, I did this with. He's actually in the chat room right now. He's at twitter.com/GCS8 as well. I called him through the Gmail phone option in my Google Mail, and he said it sounded okay. And then I called him back again through my Skype Out that I pay like $9 a month for. And he said that sounded much better. So it's great for free. There's no time limit on the calls that I know of, but it's not a Skype Out replacement, so keep that in mind. Brad, do they have this in Australia?
They do, yeah. They just I actually just did a test with Tim from the Odds Gooey Show. He did a video on this the other day, and works really well.
Okay, so I guess my question is, in Australia, I guess it's you get an Australian number and you can only call Australian numbers, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you can actually get credit as well and call other people from around the world too.
Right. Now, I'm not sure on the rates on that. This seems to be a direct attack at Skype, though, however, because anybody that has Gmail can now use this. It's integrated very well with Google Talk.
I would never go back to keep using Skype. I would never use the phone in Gmail.
You know, if my Skype ran out or something, I'd use it. Like I said, it's not a Skype replacement. Now this does work with Google Voice. For those who don't know, Google Voice is now public, so you can go to voice.google.com. If you don't have an account, you can sign up for it. If you don't have one, it just comes up with a default Google number on people's caller IDs. If you do have it and you link it, it will show your Google Voice number. But the only downside of this I can see is you cannot accept incoming calls, only outgoing calls, which I was kind of hoping for incoming calls, but I'm getting free voice over IP PC to phone. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, true.
So moving right along, the Apple announcement today, I got to say, I had a list of stuff that I wanted to see Apple do and improve on, and some of it was pretty far out there. I never thought it would happen, but I have to say, every single thing on my list of things I wanted from Apple, they did, and they announced yesterday. Everything from a lower price on the Shuffle, which is now $49, and they did some changes there. Mm-hmm. The iPod Touch, I think this is obviously the big one for everybody. It's thinner. They added both a rear and front-facing camera, so it can make FaceTime video chat calls to other iPod Touches and iPhone 4s over Wi-Fi. The rear camera is capable of recording 720p HD video. They also now included the Retina display found in the iPhone 4. And one of my favorites about this, Apple also uses the A4 chip in the new iPod Touch. And it emphasizes the, they also emphasize the Touch's gaming abilities, which obviously are much higher now with that new chip. Prices start at $229 for the 8GB model.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Great device. I'm going to get one, and yeah.
Yeah, I've already ordered one, and I'll be doing a full review once it gets here. I forget how long it said, but it's not that long of a wait. So once cool. Once that's here, we'll have a an update on that as well. Apple TV was their one of their other big announcements. No internal storage that I know of. I could be wrong. That could be a small amount of internal storage, but it's now black and small enough to fit into your hand. Sells for just $99. No longer relies on storage on your local computer. All video is streamed over the net. You can rent movies via iTunes or watch them through Netflix's Watched Instantly service. Thank you, Apple, for that. I've been waiting for that so long. It's the only reason I didn't buy an Apple TV before now, and I think now I might. This is also great here as well. Apple has also arranged for TV show rentals for 99 cents. I love it. I have no problem paying 99 cents to watch a TV show. As somebody who used to pirate TV shows, and I don't anymore, and I haven't for a while, but as somebody who used to, this is easier. I'd rather pay 99 cents. I think this will help kill piracy of TV shows.
Yeah, sure. For sure, yeah, I agree, yeah.
Now, the device, they emphasize HD content, and you control it. You can control it using your iPod Touch, iPhone, or iPad as a remote. Also, iOS 4 coming to the iPad relatively soon, and some other smaller news as well that we don't really have time to cover because I have to keep this under 15 minutes, and we're already 7 minutes in. So, yep. Brad, I believe you have a site pick for us and an iPad app recommendation because I love iPad content on the show. I rarely get to do it because I don't own one. So, with that, wherever you want to start.
Okay, yeah, I just want to start with an iPad app called Friendly. It's a great application. It's you can chat on there, you can do that sort of stuff on there. You can do on the internet on the normal computer. Look at photos, leave comments, that sort of thing.
Now, what is it called again?
Friendly.
Friendly, and how much does it cost?
$5.99.
$5.99. Okay, now tell me what do you get for $5.99?
You get a really cool Facebook app.
Oh, it's a Facebook app?
Yeah, for the iPad, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there is no official Facebook iPad app, is there?
No.
I'm disappointed. Facebook did really, really well with their iPhone app, and with as many iPads have been sold, I'm really shocked that they haven't released an iPad app yet, a native iPad app. Yes, you can use the iPhone one, but it looks like shit scaled up, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So Facebook, Zuckerberg, if you're listening to this, first of all, you suck. Second of all, get on that. onto your website pick. This is you told me briefly about this before we started. This is a guy that I've seen before. What's your website pick for this episode?
Trevor Long yourtechlife.com.
Yourtechlife.com. What is yourtechlife.com?
It is a radio show. He talks about technology, iPhone stuff. He helps people over the phone, takes phone calls, and he makes it into a podcast each week.
So essentially, similar to Leo Laporte's Tech Guy show, but Australian.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds great. I've listened to it before. I've listened to his show, and I can honestly say it's a great show. I enjoyed every minute of it. He's a very opinionated person, and he's one of those few people. Like I have a list of probably about 10 people that I can say I could just listen to these people talk for hours on end, and Trevor Long is one of those people. I could listen to him talk forever.
For sure, yeah, he does a good job, and he does some really cool reviews, and does giveaways sometimes, and yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Sounds good. So check out yourtechlife.com. We're almost out of time, but before we go, I want to give a little plug for Tech Webcast. Now, this is a show that I do with Brad and a couple other folks every week. Brad, tell us about Tech Webcast and when it's on.
It's on every Saturday, Friday night at 11 p.m. live on your site. We talk about technology, anything really to do with technology, really. Yeah,
Yeah, we get, guys, if you haven't heard Tech Webcast yet, you got to check it out. It's over at techwebcast.info, and you can download all the episodes there hosted by Podomatic, which they also host mine as well. Great show. We get a lot of great guests on. It's always a lot of fun. We just kind of kick around the tech news and do some interviews and share our opinions on everything in the tech world. It's a ton of fun. And we do it live every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or if you're an Australian listener on the east side of Australia, that's 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon at live.combs.tv. Brad, where can we find you on the internet?
At Tech Webcast and at Brad Oz and techwebcast.info.
Sounds good. I am, of course, at combs.tv, live.combs.tv for the live video feed. You can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes by searching DCL Productions or click on the subscribe link that's somewhere near this audio file, in the case you're listening to or watching in video. Head over to the site and subscribe and leave us iTunes feedback, because we don't have very much of that. I'm trying to rise up in the iTunes listings, and I need your help to get into the top 100, as if that's ever going to happen.
Oh, it will.
A man can dream. I'm at twitter.com/DylanCombsTV. Huh?
It will happen.
It will happen. I hope. I am at twitter.com/DylanCombsTV. Past 17,000 followers, going for 20,000. Not that numbers really matter to me, but seriously, how badass would it be to say I've got 20,000 followers? Come on.
Pretty cool.
So follow me there. That's about all we have time for. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt.
We'll see you next time on Tech Update.